Broadcasting live from the Wake Forest Business Radio X studios in North Carolina, it's time for Metro Raleigh Business Radio, where business leaders in Raleigh come to tell their stories.
Good morning. This is Cal Hackeman, your host for Metro Raleigh Business Radio. Welcome to Reed Powell, who's in the producer's chair this afternoon. Hi, Reed.
Hey, Cal. How are you?
Great. Doing great. Beautiful day here in Wake Forest.
So it is.
We have a terrific show here on Metro Raleigh Business Radio, where we talk to interesting business leaders in the Raleigh, Wake Forest, and surrounding areas. And the theme for today's show is senior living. So let's start by meeting our guest. Our first guest is Mark Foreman. He's the executive director of Carillon Assisted Living of Wake Forest. Mark has called Wake Forest home for the last 12 years, and he's been with Carillon for almost 10 years during that time. And he's had the pleasure of opening four of their new locations. So good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, Cal. Glad to be here.
Next, we have Kim Dingus from Family Services. I'm sorry, she is the Family Services Director at Stay at Home Senior Care. Kim is also a longtime resident of Wake Forest. She enjoyed many active years with the Wake County Public School System and the PTA. She's a certified companion aide, a certified hospice companion aide, and has completed various healthcare courses. So welcome, Kim. We're glad to have you here.
Thank you, Cal. Good to be here.
Our third guest today is Dr. Mark Gallon from Orthopedic Specialist of North Carolina, OSNC. Dr. Gallon began his career in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine while serving in the U.S. Navy, where he was chief of orthopedic surgery, and where he also received numerous awards and commendations. He's been a team physician for several local high schools and colleges, and he's an author in sports medicine. Good afternoon, Dr. Gallant.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
And finally, we have Lynn Holt, owner and pharmacist at Health First Pharmacy here in Wake Forest. Lynn is a graduate of the UN School of Pharmacy, worked at a couple hospitals, and then she opened Health First in 2005. One of her specialties is compliance packaging. Welcome to the show, Lynn.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, Lynn, I'd like to start our show today by having you tell us a little bit about Health First Pharmacy. What services do you offer, and how is your pharmacy different from the chain stores?
Well, there are a few things that are different. We're a very small store, so when you come in our store, our storefront is... We don't have a lot of things out front, so we don't carry a lot of gift items and food items and things like that, but we focus on healthcare. We are a compounding pharmacy, so we make medications that other pharmacies do not. We make them from bulk chemicals. We offer a free delivery service. We have very personalized service for all of our customers. We know most of them by name when they come in, and we take very good care of them. And one of the most exciting things that we're doing right now is we purchased a Parata Pass machine, which actually packages medications and helps patients be much more compliant with their medication therapy.
Okay, well, you mentioned a couple of things there that we're gonna have to do a little bit of exploration with, but first of all, let me ask you the $64,000 question. So you're a very personalized pharmacy, et cetera, et cetera. Will I end up paying more for my prescription there than I would at one of the chain stores or not?
Absolutely not. Most people have insurance, and your insurance copays are generally the same no matter what pharmacy you go to if they are contracted with your insurance. And we are contracted with most insurance companies that I can think of. If you pay cash for your prescriptions, you actually will probably pay less at an independent pharmacy like Health First than the chains. Even though they have their special programs, most of their other prices are a lot more than you would pay at an independent pharmacy. So it always pays to call around and get prices on
your
fantastic.
Medications. Fantastic. So, all right. So you mentioned Parata's Pass packaging. And one of your specialties is compliance packaging. So there's a lot of packaging going on here. So tell us a little bit about that and how that helps your customers.
Yes. Well, it's kind of hard to explain over the radio. So I would invite anyone who wants to come see it in person.
Okay.
But it actually puts your dose of medication into a single, for lack of a better word, cellophane pack that has on that packaging the date that it's due, the time that it's due, and what exactly is in that pack. So if you take four medications at 8 a.m. in the morning, it will be in that one little pack, and it tears off of a roll. You tear it off, open it, take your dose. The next dose on the roll will be your next dose. Say if that's 8 p.m. tonight, you'll have your 8 p.m. medications. Same thing labeled up. All you do is tear it open and take your medication. And it's portable. You can tear them off and take them in your purse. It's also great for people with parents or other people they're taking care of.
Mm-hmm.
They do not have to pack the medications by hand into those little pill boxes and
Fantastic.
Risk spilling them everywhere. So it's a great system, but you really do need to see it to understand it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it sounds great. So what would you do? Give somebody about a month's worth of their prescription sort of in a roll, basically?
Generally, we do. We do have some customers who don't change medication therapy very often, and so we have done up to 3 months at a time if insurance pays for that.
Yeah.
But otherwise, most people get about a 30-day supply.
That's fantastic. I can see how that would be very, very helpful to folks not having to figure out which little bottle I'm supposed to be taking that pill out of at
Absolutely.
The moment, and making sure you take all the pills and not too many. Sounds right. great. I think it's a great service. Now, I noticed also that you specialize in compounding, and you are a compounding pharmacy, I think you said. So what does that mean?
Well, it's really very simple. Sometimes there are medications that patients need that are not available in a form that they need it, or perhaps as a dose that they need.
Okay.
Or sometimes medications have been taken off the market that were just fine and people use them, but just not enough to warrant a company producing them.
Okay.
It would cost too much. So that's what we do. We take a bulk chemical and we actually make the product from the bulk chemical, whether it be a suspension for a baby. We have some babies now that are on liquid medications that obviously they can't swallow a pill, but the medication does not mm-hmm. become commercially available in a liquid form. We also do sterile compounds. We make injectables that are not available.
Hmm.
Or been off the market or on back order. We make lots of eye drops especially for dog patients for
okay.
dog dry eye.
Mm-hmm.
We make topical medication that can be absorbed through the skin rather than taking it by mouth for patients that have trouble swallowing, or especially for people with cats that have trouble putting that pill in that cat's mouth without getting bitten or scratched.
There's yes.
all kinds of things we can compound.
That's fantastic. So again, very, very customized
yes.
To your customer's needs. And it sounds like the possibilities are almost endless here.
They are. You do have to have a prescription for everything that we compound. So
your
physician or prescriber has to approve everything. But
right.
yes, we work with prescribers and patients on that.
And what kind of turnaround is there on that? If somebody walks in with a prescription that you've got to make, I mean, I assume that's a little different than just somebody opening a big jar of pills and dumping some of them into a bottle.
There is a little bit more of a time wait usually. We're not allowed to compound in bulk, which means we can't have it sitting on our shelf
mm-hmm.
Without a prescription. We make everything as soon as we get the prescription. So some things we can do the same day within mm-hmm. an hour or two, and some things it may take a couple of days. But we always work with the patient and let them know
sure.
what the time will be.
Fantastic. Well, those are very specialized. Many of us get generic brand medications these days. But I mean, I've noticed in my own case that the generic brand is not always the same. Why is that?
Well, there are lots of different generic manufacturers. So each product can have several companies that actually make that same product.
Okay.
There should be very little difference between them. Some of mm-hmm. the inactive ingredients might be different. The main problem pharmacies are having now is that there are shortages of certain brands, and also cost between the different brands.
Hmm.
one might be more expensive for a pharmacy than the other, and your insurance will only pay for the cheapest brand. So sometimes that limits the one you can actually pick up. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense.
Okay.
So that leads right into my next question was, well, why don't they just all cost the same? But they...
I don't know.
Obviously, they don't cost the same, do they?
They do not. It doesn't make sense, but they absolutely do not.
Interesting. Same medication from somebody different costs more, so you get charged more. Okay, I guess that's the way it works. Okay, well, Lynn, if someone wants to get a prescription filled at Health First Pharmacy, where are you located? How's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Okay, we're at the corner of South Main Street and Ligon Mill Road in Wake Forest. So we are right there at the corner at the stoplight.
Okay.
We are open 9 to 7 Monday through Friday, 9 to 1 on Saturday. And they can give us a call anytime. There's always someone there to answer the phone.
What's your phone number?
It's 919-569-0500.
Okay. Well, we will be back to talk with you in a little bit, but thank you. And let me go on to Dr. Gallon. Let's talk about Orthopedic Specialist of North Carolina, or OSNC. So why don't you tell us first, what type of services do you provide, and especially to seniors, since this is a show about seniors?
Well, Orthopedic Specialist is a medical group that focuses on musculoskeletal medicine, primarily orthopedic surgery, orthopedic medicine, but all disciplines of musculoskeletal pathology, trauma, injuries are something that is within our scope. We offer physical therapy, both land-based and aquatic. We offer hand therapy and occupational therapy. We offer general orthopedics, sports medicine, joint replacement, spine, back, neck, both invasive, non-invasive, surgical.
Wow, that's a big menu.
It certainly is. We also offer orthopedic urgent care from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week.
So tell me a little bit about that. I know what urgent care is, but do you do that at all of your locations or only some of your locations?
We offer orthopedic urgent care in our Knightdale and our Wakefield location.
Okay.
Both of those locations are located within the Rex Medical Office Building in Wakefield and in Knightdale.
All right. And I'm sure our listeners will be interested to know whether the services that you're providing are generally covered by insurance or by Medicare.
Yes, all the services are covered by commercial insurance as well as Medicare.
Oh, excellent. So let's talk specifically about some of the most common orthopedic issues affecting senior citizens. What are the top two or three that you see popping up?
Well, the most common involves osteoarthritis or degenerative arthritis, the common arthritis that we normally experience either ourselves or our family members. By far, knee arthritis is the most common ailment that we treat. But arthritis of any joint is certainly possible and something that we see in abundance. The second most common malady that I treat are rotator cuff problems, which are a degenerative feature of the tendon and muscle rather than the joint itself. Trauma would probably be in third place. Falls, minor and moderate, and sometimes severe fractures resulting from those injuries.
A lot of things going on with our senior citizens these days. Now, you mentioned that you have a couple of urgent care facilities. Can you talk a little bit about when is it appropriate for a senior to go to the emergency room versus going to the urgent care?
Well, I would want to stress that our urgent care is an orthopedic urgent care.
Okay.
So it would be musculoskeletal only. So your first hurdle would be, is it a bone or a joint issue? Anything that's not a bone or a joint issue is best treated in the emergency department. But in a musculoskeletal realm, if it is not life or limb threatening, the urgent care can usually handle it. And at that point, we also have a triage system. We evaluate patients right at the beginning to determine if the treatment that we can provide is appropriate. And if not, we recommend them to the emergency department.
Sure.
But all manner of cuts, aches, pains, sprains, chronic and acute, fractures, falls, those types of things are ably managed in the urgent care setting, usually much more quickly than the urgent emergency department, and right. with a much smaller copay and lower total cost.
Right. So to the extent that a senior has something that is appropriately addressed in the urgent care, they would be well advised to come to the urgent care first, I guess.
I think that would be a good decision.
Yeah. What advice do you have for a senior that's seeking an orthopedic surgeon? What should they be thinking about? What should their thought process be?
Well, the thought process generally starts with a recognition that the pain, the ailment, the symptoms are no longer tolerable or manageable,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the standard regimen that we all employ, Tylenol or ibuprofen or an aspirin or heat or ice or warm soaks or whatever it may be. And at that point, you really, the best way to evaluate, or the way that most people first evaluate, is by word of mouth. And they speak to their friends and their family, and they get a recommendation on a positive experience. And to me, I think that speaks volumes and is a very, very good way to start
mm-hmm.
in beginning the process of evaluating who you should see and when you should see them.
Okay. Well, let's assume that we have someone that would be interested in seeing you. How do they get in touch with you and OSNC, is that right?
That's correct. Well, the easiest way, if it is an issue that is of some urgency, just walk right into the urgent care.
Okay.
We have essentially walk-in orthopedics from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day of the week. You do not need an appointment to be seen. If it's a little bit lower acuity, we are available at 919-562-9410.
Okay.
Or you can even request an appointment online at orthonc.com and simply request an appointment, and you'll receive a call later that day and to determine when you would like to be seen.
Okay, and do you want to just one more time give us those addresses of the two urgent care facilities?
Yes, the Wakefield facility is the Rex facility mm-hmm. on Governor Manley Way. Most people know that's behind the Harris Teeter.
Right.
and the Knightdale facility is also in the Rex building right off Highway 64.
Okay. Well, we will be back to talk to you again towards the end, but thank you for your insights on some of the orthopedic issues that are affecting senior citizens.
Thank you.
Kim, let's start by talking about stay-at-home senior care. When and by whom was the company founded? How did this organization get going?
Cal, the company was started 12 years ago by Deborah Bordeaux, who is the owner and president. And she recognized the need for aging-in-place services when she saw the difficulty her own grandmother had receiving care and mm-hmm. staying at home, and then the healthcare issues that her mother went through in being the primary caregiver for her mom.
Okay, so this was born of a personal experience, more or less.
Absolutely.
And tell us a little bit about what services you provide to help seniors remain independent in their homes.
It runs the gamut. It's anywhere from companionship services for someone who wants to go shopping once a week or out to lunch or to the movies, to people that have just had orthopedic surgery, knee replacement.
Okay.
And we go in and take care of them until they're back on their feet again.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be as little as you know, 3 times a week to 5 times a week, depending on once I go out and perform the free assessment and decide what type of care they're looking at. We have those services to full 24/7 hands-on care.
Okay.
So we work very closely with local hospices, especially Duke Hospice mm-hmm. and Home Care. And our age range could be from early 60s, having a knee replacement, rotator cuff surgery, on up to we have our oldest client is 102 years old.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's great. That's great. And you're helping that person stay at home, basically.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. So what sets stay-at-home senior care apart from the other home care agencies?
Well, we are locally operated. It's in privately owned and operated. So we're not a part of a chain. We are committed to hiring and serving within a 10-mile radius. So we are hometown.
Oh,
all
wow.
hometown. Mm-hmm. And our caregivers are from this area, and they are fabulous. They are fabulous. The majority of the caregivers are 40s and up. The kids are grown. They've either taken care of a family member themselves and found that they have a passion for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the clients are all within a 10-mile radius as well. So, and we are very, very committed to community. We perform blood pressure checks at two different independent living facilities, as well as the senior center, and those are free blood pressure checks.
Mm-hmm.
We partner with Health First and with a lot of the local pharmacies and the orthopedic doctors as well. So we are hometown committed.
That's wonderful. It's great to, I mean, this is really a show about Wake Forest and what's going on in Wake Forest for senior care, and you folks are a big part of it. So now you joined the company, I think, in 2007.
Correct.
So so you've been there, you know, about 7 years or whatever.
Seven and a half years.
Yeah. So what has it been like? I mean, the company was going when you got there. What's it been like the last 7.5 years?
Well, business is booming. So I was very fortunate to come on early on, and we went, I believe when I first started, we had like 18 caregivers, and we've now got 55 caregivers.
Wow.
So I've been able to watch it grow, and it's the greatest gig on earth. And so, mm-hmm. and I was always very active in the community in Wake Forest, so this was just a carryover for me. So we've gotten to know many, many people.
Mm-hmm.
It's the caregivers, like I said, are part of the family. We are a true family. So we know their dogs' names, their grandkids' names. There's, you know, we have family-oriented potluck suppers and recognize their dedication to the company. We have caregivers, which is unheard of with some of the chains that have been with us for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years.
Fantastic.
And yes. So employee retention is huge to us.
And so I take it that between being locally based, having caregivers that have been with you for a long time, et cetera, those must be some of the secrets to success here in the Wake Forest area. Are there others?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The greatest thing about the caregivers and serving within the community is the clients know that they're going to get people that are local. We're not sending caregivers from Fuquay or Garner, and we're keeping them hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very comforting to them as well. And once again, partnering with all the different businesses locally and getting out into the community and participating in the health fairs and the residents that have in some of the senior communities that have different fairs going on, we're always a part of that and make sure we're visible. And being here for a long time and having the caregivers here, it seems to be 6 degrees of separation for just about every client that we have. For example, my son's fiance's grandmother is one of our clients. So it comes back to that hometown feel and getting to know, making it important to get to know our clients and their families.
Sort of back to what Dr. Galan was talking about in terms of how do you evaluate or how do you find an orthopedic surgeon? Word of mouth, he said.
Absolutely. So it's the best. That's our best advertising.
That's the best way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the holidays are just around the corner. This will be a time when adult children come home to visit their parents, maybe more often than regularly, and maybe they stay a little longer. Are there any signs they should be on the lookout for that might indicate that their parents need some extra help?
Certainly. Some of the things that we encourage the children to look for when they come home is nutritional changes. Has there been any weight loss or weight gain? Canceling appointments, doctor's appointments, hygiene, personal hygiene, memory loss. Looking in the refrigerator and the cabinets to see if there is excess expired food. Any of those things can be an indicator to the children that mom or dad may be time to get a little bit of help in.
Sure, mm-hmm. sure.
Mm-hmm. If there is any mail piled up and unopened, newspapers, recognizing any fall risk. We have a wonderful program that we perform at churches, and we provide it to children as a courtesy too. That's fall prevention. And that takes you through every area of the house, exterior and interior, and helps you recognize fall risk. Because the number one leading call of nursing home visits or hospital visits for seniors are falls.
Yes. Well, how do those adult children or the seniors themselves, how do they reach you if they want to talk to you about getting some help and taking advantage of your hometown services?
We strongly encourage that they check out our website. We're very, very proud of that. The people in our marketing packets and on our website, they're real. They're us.
All right.
So, and that website is www.shseniorsplural.com. And our telephone number is 919-556-3706. And I might mention, too, that we have the phones 24/7. So even if they're calling after business hours because mom is suddenly getting out of rehab quicker than they thought, your phone call will be returned after hours.
Fantastic. Well, thank you. And thank you for sharing that information about helping our seniors stay at home. Speaking of staying at home, Mark, you've been very patient while I chatted with our other guests. I hope that it wasn't too boring for you over there while we were chatting about all sorts of other things. So at Carillon Assisted Living of Wake Forest, you were actually providing an assisted living environment for some of those seniors who are probably getting their prescriptions from Lynn. Maybe they've been in to see Dr. Galan to get something fixed or replaced or whatever. And, I mean, who knows? Maybe Kim and her team are actually dropping by to help somebody needs a little bit more assistance. So let's talk about what's going on in the world of assisted living today. It seems like it's a booming business. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in assisted living and what's going on with your new facility here, which is really just like right across the street from our studio.
Perfect for traffic today. With assisted living today, there's so many seniors that, as Kim already shared, would like to ideally stay in their home. And for our environment, we are that next best home, the opportunity for somebody to create that independence, to have good structure, to want consistency in their caregivers, truly to understand better who's going to be there to assist them in waking them up in the morning, who's going to provide that medication when they within themselves don't have that ability. I think the greatest struggle that the average senior person goes through is losing that independence. And when you lose that independence, most of us struggle in saying, when somebody says, you know what, you look like you're getting a cult. Oh, no. No, I'm not. And we don't want to share and reveal weakness. And in our world, we show how somebody can strengthen themselves through the use of physical, occupational, speech therapy, through other supportive home health services as well, if those needs are there. But that's primarily what we do as well. It's a great environment, great social environment.
So there seems to be a lot of these facilities popping up. It seems like a real building boom going on. I know you just built your facility. Are assisted living facilities licensed in some way?
Most should be licensed. Not everybody is required to be a licensed community. The differences are we are regulated by the Division of Health Services Regulation, a North Carolina based company that comes in independently and at a county level with the Division of Health Services Regulation. The Adult Home DSS comes in as well and monitors us routinely. We have over 600 areas that we are expected to be compliant to on a regular basis from day to day. And being a licensed community really sets the tone to keeping people accountable.
So if somebody is comparing facilities, one of the questions they probably ought to ask is, are you licensed and how did you do in your last review or something?
Absolutely, which is also public information. People can go online and feel confident and comfortable that this is our track record and this is what we've done, and should be comfortable in asking the question if somebody has something on their record as to why was that situation. Also, in our location, I refer to it as a community as opposed to a facility. There's a different connotation to that and a better acceptance to the environment that you're willing to provide and expecting yourself to provide.
Well, just so that everyone will know, where is your current community? I mentioned that it's right across the street from the studio, but of course a lot of people don't know where the studio is, so that won't help them.
We are located at 3218 Heritage Trade Drive. And not everybody is seeming to be familiar with where Heritage Trade Drive is, so I'm going to do a nice little plug for Shuckers Restaurant. We are directly parallel to Rogers Road behind Shuckers.
All right. Well, everybody knows where Shuckers is, so now we all know where you are, and you've got you do have some good signage over on Rogers Road, so that helps a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about the actual services that you provide to your residents. What sort of things do you do for them in your community?
We provide an environment that creates independence, that encourages families to come and visit the person that we're going to name as a resident, to be, again, more independent. We have activities. We do 6 to 7 activities a day, 7 days a week. Busy world, and encouragement reminders to the three meals, the full complement of three meals a day. Our largest meal is in the middle of the day. From a health standpoint, it's very critical, very important. Medication administration, based on how the physician has ordered those particular medications and how they've been filled, we would follow through and ensure that was in place.
Okay.
One area that sets us apart from many other areas and many other communities out there is our dedicated dementia Alzheimer's environment that we call the Garden Place. And it is a fully secured area, whereas, again, that full complement of activities, there's an outside courtyard, those things that make us feel like a person, we continue to encourage that world and that environment. So it's a great place, really a good location. We provide housekeeping. Just to run down a brief laundry list, we would provide housekeeping, laundry, again, as I mentioned already, the meal services, the medication administration, transportation to and from doctor's appointments as appropriate, and a great environment for the social area of the families to come and visit.
Wow, that's great. You know, pricing is often a concern when it comes to making decisions about assisted living. So are the services that you offer, are those on an inclusive basis, or is that on an a la carte basis, or how does that work?
We are all inclusive to the services mentioned already. Healthcare is not inexpensive by any means. And to look at what is provided within our world, to know from month to month of what those expenses are, it's a great way to plan.
Sure.
To budget yourself for the years to come.
That's great. You mentioned three meals a day, and I know that you know, the dining experience is important to everyone. Would you like to talk a little bit about what the dining experience is like in your community?
We create a formal dining room and create our own food. We do not have anybody else's food that we reheat, rewarm, or preferably not want to experience. we have a food council and a resident council in the community, even though all menus are decided by a dietitian. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Our residents actually critique what we are providing and how we are doing it. You know, Wake Forest is one of our 20 communities, and we are also a locally based homespun company based in Raleigh, and getting ready to open this next year, our 20th location.
Wow, that's terrific. So you mentioned a little bit about the activities, 6 or 7 activities a day. And I assume that you have some common areas that your residents can gather in and can meet with their families in and whatever. Can you talk a little bit about what those areas are like?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Several different social rooms, including a pool table, outside courtyard, screen and porches, great social rooms, fireplaces within the
wow.
community, activity craft rooms. We do ceramics within, amongst many of those other activities. And several outside groups come into our community as well and participate not only with our residents, but utilize our areas as well.
Well, that's fantastic. Sounds like you really offer a great atmosphere there for the folks that are there, and it sounds like you provide everything. So how do folks get in touch with you to learn more about Carillon Assisted Living of Wake Forest?
Specifically to Wake Forest, they're more than welcome to call us at 919-569-2101 or look at us at our website, carillonassistedliving.com, and that can show you any of our locations across North Carolina.
Fantastic. Well, I want to go back and sort of ask a group question here, because each of you are kind of in a somewhat different area. And the question I want to really ask is, what is the biggest challenge that you see senior citizens dealing with today, and how are you helping them deal with that? Dr. Galan, would you like to take that one first?
Certainly. The biggest challenge that I see on a daily basis is mobility. Seniors are fighting to stay mobile, and mobility equates to independence.
Yeah.
And that is the biggest challenge. And sometimes that limitation of mobility is due to age-related decline in muscular strength, or it may be the result of a spinal problem or an arthritic joint. And our business and our focus is on maintaining that mobility in the least invasive and most conservative manner possible.
Mm-hmm.
In any of our five locations, we are able to handle that, whether it be Henderson or Lewisburg or Cary office or Wakefield or Knightdale. We have an array of professionals or team members
mm-hmm.
that have their own specialty in keeping patients ambulatory, mobile, and independent.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mark, what about over at Carillon? What's the biggest challenge that you see that you're helping to address over there?
I think the perception of what a senior living environment is. For those persons on average that are looking at our setting or needing these services, the perceptions are, not to us, but of experience of past, not the most glorious of environments, not the most uplifting or inspiring from day-to-day operation of living. And just accepting how being better educated of the world and what the services are around, whether that is from home or mm-hmm. staying more physically active, how they can be more independent. I mean, we're all living longer and we're all aging, we hope, gracefully. And we want to do that in an environment that keeps us, again, independent and healthy.
Well, I will say I watched your facility rise up out of the ground because I work out at the gym that's right across the parking lot, and it's a beautiful facility. It really is a beautiful community. The buildings are spectacular. I mean, I didn't know what it was going to be when it was coming up out of the ground, and I will say I was a little bit surprised when I saw the signage go up. So I think you've got a great place, and I suspect that the people that are there are really proud to be there.
I feel good in what we have. We're much more than just a pretty building, much more than just mortar and good concrete poured and inspected well. There's a certain feel, and
mm-hmm.
you won't know it until you step into the community and experience, and whether to come for a lunch or just a social visit and volunteer for that matter.
Sure, sure. Lynn, what about you? What's the biggest challenge that you see seniors dealing with?
Well, because we're a pharmacy, of course, medication compliance is a big deal for our older patients. Sometimes memories get a little foggy, and it's hard to remember sometimes if you've taken a medication, or sometimes it's hard to remember, are you supposed to still be taking that medication?
Right.
So with our packaging system, we take all the guesswork out of that. Everything's labeled for you. You know what date and time you were supposed to take it. And also we work really closely with your physician offices to make sure that every month we have an updated listing of what you are supposed to be taking or not supposed to be taking. Sometimes things are stopped
mm-hmm.
and we forget.
Right.
So if you allow us to do that service for you, then you can always be assured that you are taking what you need to be taking when you need to be taking it. And we're always available to talk to you about side effects or any problems that you're having. So, and also, along with the mobility, sometimes have trouble getting out, and we do have our free delivery service, too.
Wow.
To bring the medication right to your door, so you don't even have to come get it.
That's fantastic. And Kim, what about you? What's the biggest challenge that you see, and how are you folks helping to do seniors deal with that?
The biggest challenge that we see with our clients or potential clients is that it's okay to ask for help. It is okay to accept the fact that you need a little bit of help. And that is the whole purpose for my initial assessment, the free assessment when I go out to put them at ease, usually with the children or a son or a daughter present, mm-hmm. is the first response is, we don't need anybody. I'll listen to you, but we don't need anybody. And so letting them know that they're still driving the bus, that having, allowing us to come in and offer a little help is, will keep them in their homes mm-hmm. for as long as possible. Mm-hmm. And once they get over that initial hump that, okay, I'm not having a nurse coming in, she's not telling me what I need to do, this is that I'm still going to be able to get all the same groceries that I normally get, or mm-hmm. I can still go to Panera Bread once a week and have lunch. And once they see that we're coming in to help, then it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
And that's basically what I try to do when I go into the assessments is interview them, find out what activities they used to enjoy doing may not be able to do anymore. If we had someone who sewed her entire life, I'm going to match them up with a caregiver who still likes to do that, or crochet or garden. Mm-hmm. And so the match is really, really important. And once we get our foot in the door, the main comment I hear is, I don't know how I ever lived without Margie, or I don't know how we ever did without Paul. And hearing that is so rewarding.
That is. That's great. Well, thanks, everyone. This has been a great show here on Metro Raleigh Business Radio. You know, our mission is to help business leaders get the word out, and hopefully we've helped you get the word out about your respective businesses today. We've been broadcasting live from our studios at our power partner, the Wireless Research Center of North Carolina in Wake Forest. And I'd also like to thank our other power partners, the North Carolina Technology Association and Entredot. They're both very active in helping spread the word about what business leaders are doing here in the Metro Raleigh area. So we'll look forward to bringing you another exciting and informative show next week on Metro Raleigh Business Radio. And on behalf of our guest and our producer, this is Cal Hackman, your host, signing off for now.